We were the second version of the Bria. It presents a very different picture. Adam Rishon was put in Gan Eden. It's Lo Avdo Lo Shamra. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar asks a very simple kasha. Was the whole purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's creating Adam HaRishon to be a farmer? No. Take a look in Targum Yonis and Menuzil. Lemeve plach bo reisu lumita b'kudoho. To toil in Torah and to keep its mitzvahs. Limit on Torah and keep on mitzvahs. The question is very simply. Why do you need Gan Eden for that? The answer is very, very simple. That what was Gan Eden? Gan Eden was the place where human beings were given the ability. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any distractions. All their needs were taken care of, Chazal tell us. They didn't have to, climate was ideal. They had no need for clothes, no need for shelter. Food was in abundance. And therefore, they were totally freed to take care of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was supposed to be their single preoccupation. And a chayu b'gan Eden to be totally preoccupied with Shmir's Torah mitzvahs. Now, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Odom Lemo. In Kol Eitz Hagan Ochol Tocho. Person is given everything, but there's something else he needs also. To know there's no such thing as having everything in life. The biggest yetzer people have is to have everything. It says, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Tocha. Is a Gemara in Megillah. Gemara Megillah says, Homon min HaTorah minayin. Where does the remez to Homan in the Torah? And it says the pasuk Hamiho Eitz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronts Adam HaRishon of eating from the Eitz Hadas, says Hamiho Eitz, Hey Memnun. Or the Gemara just playing on word on letters, Hey Memnun. No. There's a very deep connection between Haman and the Eitz Hadas. Haman, the man, had everything. He was the number two man in the kingdom. Ahasuerus was busy partying all day. He gave him over his tabas, all the authority. Had all the money he needed, all the covet he needed, all the people in 127 provinces bowing down to him. But there's one yetzirah human beings have. They need everything. They can't live with limitations. What does Haman say? There's in 127 provinces, I have all the money I need, I ever want power, etc. And everyone bows down to him. This is one Jew who doesn't bow down to me. For Cholze Einenu Shoveli. It's not worth anything to me. In fact, I have everything, and there's one Jew who doesn't bow down. Because he wanted everything, he ended up with nothing. That is, Adam Rishon is given this wonderful garden, place to live. Has everything here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but you can't have everything. The idea a human being wants everything, wants to live without limitations, without restrictions, it's a fantasy. You can't live without limitations or without restrictions. And living without limitations and restrictions, we'll see as we go on, will destroy a human being. So the first thing, he gave him everything. He says, wait a second, you can't have everything. Before, this is going to be a place where you'll end up learning Torah, knowing Torah, fulfilling Torah, and everything. But we're going to begin with one rule. Can't have everything. And Vayatzvach Hashem Elokim Adam kol eitz nechmod lamar tov macha, all the wonderful things, veitz hachayim b'soch hagan, veitz hadatz tov ra. But he told him, mikol eitz hagan ocho tocha, veitz hadatz b'tov ra, lo socha mimena. That you can't have. Ki yom achocha mimena mos tomos. Now what does this mean? Mos tomos. So, Narashim Tilim. The Apostle, Ki Elif Shonim Benecha Ki Yom Esmo Yav Vashmur Balayla. That Adam was supposed to live apparently for much longer than 1,000 years. In fact, he lived 930 years, was because that's the Yom talking about here. Others say it in a much simpler way. Ramban says, "Be'eish shetocha mimenu tiyeh ben movetz." A human being is supposed to live forever, not know about death. You will become mortal. You'll be subject to death by eating from the Eitz Hadas. Now, Mara says on the Loto Heyos Adam Levado, Eselo Eze Kenegdo. Human being cannot live by and for himself. A lot of human beings, all they do from the moment they wake up in the morning to the moment they go to sleep at night is they think about themselves. That's the other type of destructive attitude human beings. A number of different destructive attitudes human beings have. One is they have to have everything. The other is they think only about themselves. But Hashem Baruch Hu created a breed that Adam, who has a neshama, who's supposed to achieve spiritual perfection, he cannot do that unless he lives with someone, for someone, and in a unit of people thinking about each other. That's the mitzvah of human beings. Remember, in the Talmud, he's totally consumed with his own ego to a crazy way. Went into Shaduchim. So I asked him, so what are you looking for? He said, someone just like me. I said, so what does that mean? He said, I think about myself 24 hours a day. I want her to think about me 24 hours a day. Life doesn't go that way. Lo tov. Mar says, "Kol shori below isha, shori below tov." You don't have the midas hatov. Midas hatov is Hakadosh Baruch Hu our midos we have to model after Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu's metzius is chesed. And that has to become the most basic unit of human existence, is thinking about somebody else. Es elo, eze kenegdo. So Rashi, otov hei otzodem levado, shelo yomru shtei rishu osen. And he quote Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, that a person will begin to think he's God. A lot of people think they're God. The whole world was created just for them. It wasn't created for anybody else. Eselo, Eze Kenegdo. What is Eze Kenegdo? Rashi says, Zocha Eze, Lo Zocha Kenegdo Ilochim. A person can become consumed with himself. The idea of marriage is as cooperative, but it's also limiting. We have a minig. Ashkenazim have a minig. That when a chosen's under the chuppah, so the kala goes around him 7 times. Why? The Gemara in Yavama says, Hashoy below Isha, Shoy below Choma. It's without a wall. She's his wall. What does that mean? She limits him. She helps him define himself. And she's an Azer, but she's Kenegdo. Everyone needs a critic. Everyone needs someone to be able to tell him, you know, makes no sense. Living by yourself and for yourself, you become consumed with yourself, and there's no one to tell you what you're saying makes no sense. What you're saying is wrong. There's no one connected, and you begin to go into delusions of perfection. Living as part of a unit with another human being, looking at everything from a different angle. So it's Ezer Kenegdo. She helps him, but she's against him. Now, Chazal, tell us. So Gemara and Brachos of Meir, that the first, when Adam was first created, the question was, how was he supposed to procreate? How was he supposed to have children? He had the ability to have children, but he would not have been within a family unit. The idea that a child has to grow up within a structure of a family unit, have two parents with two separate midos, each one help developing the child. It's also, had the human being, had Adam, the first Adam, not had Chava, then children would be just like children of the animal kingdom. They wouldn't be growing up as part of a family unit. The idea was to create Chava, that is a family unit. And Vayitzar Hashem Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had created from an Adama Kol Chayas HaSod Deveis Kol Uf HaShemayim, the entire animal kingdom. Vayovo Elo Adam Liros Mayikrolo. What is this pasuk trying to tell me? Pasuk's trying to tell me, I mean, he called the dog dog and he called the cat cat, so what difference does it make? He could have called the dog cat and the cat could have called dog. I mean, so what's the big deal? What names he gave? The answer is, giving a name meant Adam HaRishon, when he was created, had a total understanding of the entire Bria. And he understood why everything was necessary for the Bria and where everything fit into the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an entire world that is all one integrated world that's in balance. Everything depends on everything else. And if he created all sorts of different animals, we may not understand the purpose of all these animals. But they served a each one served a purpose. Hatsur Tamim Pa'alo. What he created is perfect, is complete. Chazal tell us about Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech was very bothered by spiders once. And he complained to Kodesh Baruch, why do you have to create spiders? What use do they have in this world? Then Dovid HaMelech was hiding from Shaul HaMelech, and he hid in a cave, and the soldiers of Shaul were looking for Dovid. And Kodesh Baruch Hu brought some spiders, and they made spider webs over the entrance to the cave. The soldiers came, they said, look at the spider webs. No one's been here in a long while. And they didn't discover Dovid HaMelech. What are Chazal trying to tell us? We don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world and why everything in this world is necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's functions. It's complete. Adam HaRishon wasn't just some primitive man who was created with a full understanding of the world, and he understood what animal function, how each animal functioned and was necessary in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Giving a name means identifying its function, identifying its uniqueness, where it's different than something else, and why it's necessary. And in his ability to identify what every man, member of the animal kingdom was, he understood there's a fundamental difference between an animal and a human being. And there's no Eisa connector. Well, Adam Lomotso, he called, gave them names. But there was no Eisa connector. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him and split him into two. He was a joint male-female creation. And he split him into two. And you mentioned the Ravid. He did that so the natural unit of life is marriage when these two halves come together. Now, and he said, Etzemat Samay Bosam Ipsori, Zosi Kore Isha, Keme Ish Lukochosos. And that's why, Al Ken Yazav Isha Sovivsimo Vadovak Isha Vahilu Bosarachos. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created from this one human being, created two very different human beings, and created a natural attraction between male and female. And the purpose of that natural attraction between male and female is for them to come together in the family unit. And the family unit is the natural unit of life. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted human society to continue. Vayush neim arumim ha'odom v'ishto v'loiz basosho. This pasuk, the idea of clothes, an idea that will come at the end. Now, Rashi says something. Ruach HaKodesh Omer Eskein Le'asar Arayas HaBnei Noach. It says Al Ken Yazik Ish Es Ovvi Es Imo, means that a person has to leave his family unit to create a family. Marriage is an unbelievable statement of Midos, as we've said. Midos, that a person is not by himself and for himself. Now, obviously, most logical marriage would, okay, you take someone most similar to yourself, and someone grew up in your own back. Well, maybe brothers should be marrying sisters. Torah says, no. You have to take someone from a totally different background than you come from, and come together and make yourself a unit. It means a person has to know that there's another totally different type of human being from a totally different type of background. They have to adjust to each other. They have to each one has to change a little bit to form that unit. and recognize that there's a totally different way of doing things. You're taking someone from a very from different family structure, everything different. And Rashi says, Yazir Isha Zov Vezima, not only his father and his mother, from the entire family unit you have to leave. And leave that father, and your marriage has to be from a totally different family unit. Because that way you change, and you're going to, and you see different things, and you see a different person, you're able to recognize a totally different type of human being. And you have to be able to function and live with a totally different human being, giving to that human being, that other human being giving to you. And in the end, that's what teaches the person chesed. Because it's someone who's totally different. You're not giving to yourself. You're giving to someone who's totally different. V'hoyu l'bosar echad. And bosar echad is two meanings of bosar echad. Bosar echad is, first of all, they have children. As the Rambam points out, animals also have children, but it's not bosar echad. With children, the idea of the family unit becomes complete. Rambam says, "Habehema v'achayu ain lohem dveikus b'nikvosayim." There's no marriage. They get together, they have children, they each go their own way. The idea of human society based around the family of male, female producing children. Now that, as I mentioned, Shavuot and Arad. In today's world, where marriage has nothing to do with family units, marriage, very superficial idea of catering to different people, the idea of male-male marriage, female-female marriage, and that's not the Torah's plan for society. Marriage is male, female, together and producing a child. Now, at that point, we find something of a hanochash hayor. Who and what this nochash is? Nochash is a certain member. We don't know all reptiles, a certain member of the reptile kingdom that was given intelligence by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it tells intelligence without Tzelem Elokim. We have two things coming together in the human being. Two things that come together in the human being are intelligence and a neshama. Intelligence is limited by a certain spiritual dimension, and it goes beyond the total physical. There was one member of the animal kingdom was created with a higher degree of intelligence than we notice today in the animal kingdom, and could communicate, could think, but had no spiritual dimension. That's a very dangerous, dangerous thing. And because intelligence, unless it's limited by a neshama's spiritual values and spiritual goals, and moral values and moral goals, becomes can just go crazy. V'nochash hayo'orum v'chayas hasada she'os Hashem v'kim. Now, if the Nochash had intelligence without a neshama, the Nochash didn't understand why there was such a thing as being in Gan Eden with limitations. The idea of limitations is something that's necessary for a person to achieve spiritual growth and spiritual development. You can't have everything. You're limited. You have to accept a higher authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nochash rebelled against that. There was no spiritual dimension to the Nochash. V'atomu ish, we have to have limitations. He said, no. Now what is it? What does the Isha see? Vatehu Isha, Kitov ho Eitz Lamalcho, Yechisabuhu Leinayim, Nechmat ho Eitz Lahaskil, Vatikach Mipirio Vatocho, Vatiten Gamli Isha Imo Vayoch. It's one of the most important psukim in the Torah. Kitov ho Eitz Lamalcho, tastes good. Chisabuhu Leinayim, it's beautiful. Nechmar Eitz Lahaskil, it gives understanding. Human beings have three types of pleasures that they know about. There's a physical pleasure they have, there's a state pleasure they have, an intellectual pleasure they have. What is happening here? There's both create a world for us to enjoy and to use. But when Adam HaRishon is put in Gan Eden, it's lo'ovdo u'shamro. He has to use this world as a means of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate goal of our existence is service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate goal is servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the world that we have, everything is a means to that end. You can enjoy this world, but you have to understand everything is a means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, for the first time, it was pleasure for the sake of pleasure. To take the physical for the sake of physical. The physical world would not serve any spiritual purpose. And the idea that this was justifiable comes from the Nochash, who had intelligence without a spiritual dimension. And Chava, Vatehu Isha, Kitova Eitz Lamacho. And she saw that this tree had within it all the pleasures that a human being can enjoy, the physical, the aesthetic, the intellectual, everything. It was this pleasure, but it was pleasure for pleasure itself. It was physical for physical itself without any spiritual dimension. And when she took it, and she ate it. And he did it also. So the whole world changed. The human being changed his nature. Until Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, the human being understood, Adam understood that everything in the physical world has a spiritual purpose, and that the physical world doesn't justify itself. Physical world here is for spiritual goals and spiritual direction. And now the idea that it can be a whole different physical for the self of physical, pleasure for the sake of pleasure, so it's a whole different approach to the world. And that's what Mitz Assembly Netta next week. Everything that happens as a result of eating from Eitz Hadas and how the human being was essentially changed as one human being before, now a different human being, how that works, that Mitzvah Shem B'nai Netta will be.